USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The majority of Americans support calling in the military to supplement police forces as they address violent protests over the death of George Floyd. That's according to a new Morning Consult poll. 58% of registered voters say they would favor in bringing in the military. 33% of respondents say they strongly support. Meanwhile, 25% somewhat support it. As protests continue all across the United States, Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott says violence and vandalism are not the answer.
Ironically, those acts of violence and vandalism, they are overshadowing the death of George Floyd rather than shining a light on the injustice that occurred.
The Minnesota Department of Human Rights is investigating the Minneapolis Police Department and is also filing civil rights charges against the police department in the death of George Floyd. This is USA Radio News.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packing plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.